Hello, everyone. This is Ashley and Taryn from Unsolicited Advice Podcast.
If you guys haven't heard of us, we are the podcast where you are able to send us your stories, whether they're embarrassing, scary, serious, emotional.
Basically, what our show is we are two random chicks who give advice to people we've never met.
Pretty much.
But they send it in, so they're asking for
willingly.
No one forced them. We give our genuine advice, but it's very unprofessional, but it's also, you know, take it to the bank is gold.
So go subscribe to Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it.
Welcome to another episode of The League presented by Dead In Sports in conjunction with Dead In Gaming. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Dead End Hip Hop himself. What it do?
What up, what up?
And I'm here with Mr. AKA I Will Fuck Your Side Bitch's Side Bitch.
AKA I'm gonna fuck the league up. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta
get it out early before the pregame and the postgame is coming up. By the next episode we record, I'll either be happy or dumb upset.
Yep. So we are gonna start in the restart league. That's our main league. Mm-hmm. That's kind of sort of where all of this was
bred
from.
That's where our main focus comes from.
Yes. So with that being said, I'll start first. I finished another undefeated year. I'm making it to the goddamn
Super
Bowl.
That was a sneaky undefeated season too, because I didn't realize, I was like, damn.
Because he was quiet.
Yeah. Because I was like, I haven't heard this nigga really talk shit this season.
Nah, because I'm focused, man. I put it out there. I think, you know, this Super Bowl title is mine. I gotta claim it. Last year I wasn't claiming it. This year I'm claiming it.
Are you gonna be satisfied by just making the Super Bowl?
Nah, I gotta win it.
So you will, if you see it as a failed season if you lose the Super Bowl.
So step one is I gotta make it. If I lose it, I'm not gonna be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because this team isn't built to. It's like, I didn't take shortcuts, but like the way that my roster is built is I got to win now.
Built for now.
Like there is no more seasons to develop. Like all my guys offensively and defensively are good enough to win right now. Mm-hmm. And my guys on the defensive end are still developing. My offensive guys are more so, you know, where they are with the exception of Isabella. He could get better. I got a rookie tight end that's now a superstar, Jeremy Rucker. So, you know, obviously I'm going to be developing him. But between Lamar, like my backfield, Lamar and JK, they both 99s. And Lamar is almost already maxed out in every single category. JK, the only thing that I'm working on now is power, because his elusive is at 99. His power is at like 85, 86. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be able to max that out relatively soon. So now, man, the way that roster is built, I got to win it. Like there is no, where do I get better? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I re-signed my fullback, which is a luxury. I didn't really want to, but then when I thought about, okay, do I go draft a fullback? We know how fullbacks are. Is there really going to be a free agent guy? No. Mm-hmm. And when I look at his lead block and utilization, even though I don't use him like that, it's just another weapon that I can, you know, use and be formidable with. So I re-signed him. I re-signed my left tackle, Trent Williams, you know what I'm saying, to a cheaper deal. Then he wanted. I'm not 100% sure if I got him or he re-signed. I don't know. I got to double check. But I got to win. The AFC, you know, off camera, we was talking a little bit about it. You asked me about MX and I said I'm not worried. It's not being cocky. It's just that all of my opposition in the AFC, I've already beat them in the regular season. So if I come back in the playoffs and just do what I do, stick to my game plan, stick to my adjustments, I should be able to beat them again. You know what I'm saying? So I'm confident. You know what I'm saying? Then now I just got to, when I get to the Super Bowl, see one of you NFC dudes that I don't see that often, make my adjustments hopefully quick enough, take away what you really want to do, and we'll see how the game plays out.
What's crazy is, though, I will get to how crazy that is, because you literally played everybody who you're going to play in the Super Bowl last season, or potentially play in the Super Bowl. Were you done?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
For me, I forgot I had my own murderer's row with users. Like my second half of the season was jam packed with users. I think it started with you, Ken. It might have started with you, and then it went to
You had to go to Buffalo.
Yeah, I had to go play MXtra, which was a crazy game.
Yeah,
because that was my first time playing MXtra since the original league. where he destroyed my team. And ever since then, I feel like I've been getting a little bit better at playing and understanding how to play different schemes. But his scheme is not complicated. It's just that he has a lot of audibles that he can go to as far as like his he was running a lot on me. I don't know if you guys watched the FIFO matchup that he had, but FIFO brings a lot of pressure, so he kind of limited Josh Allen's range. But for me, like, I play him a little bit more bend don't break defense. I don't want to give up points. I'll give up yards. And he took that to the max, and we went back and forth. Rewatching that stream, I did throw a stupid pick on a screen pass because I keep forgetting. I haven't played him in a while. He'll use his defensive linemen and defensive tackles to pick off. Even if it's something like if you throw the ball, like, you know how niggas get hit and they throw but just go on the ground? He'll be the nigga that just dive under and get the interception. So, that was one of my costly mistakes. But I ended up winning the game because, shit, time just ran out. And then I played Spike Lou. Haven't played him in a while. He kind of surprised me. I kind of understood what FIFA was talking about last season with, like,
sneaky adjustments.
He knows how to get his shit off. But I was able to beat him. And then I ended up playing who was the Chiefs in the original league, but now it's the 49ers, Polo. Yeah. That was interesting because it was interesting to see him with a new team, but he had a relatively similar scheme like he did with the Chiefs.
I would say similar by formation, but different by the type of plays. So he ran way more with the San Francisco team than he did with the Kansas City Chiefs team.
I disagree because I've seen him run a lot with the Chiefs. It depends on if he can get his run off.
And I'm not saying that he didn't run with his Chiefs, but I'm just saying, like, it felt like with that Chiefs team, he ran to set up the pass. Now he's, like, just running. You look at most starts numbers over the last 2 years. Because last year I was, like, 7 yards away from a 3,000 rush yard season with J.K. He was less than 200 yards away from me. He was, like, 2,800 something rushing. This year, he done came down, but it's also because Justin Fields is nicer, too. So he can throw a little bit more. But Mostert was still, like, 1,200, 1,300 yards. So he's still running a lot.
Yeah. That was a good matchup because we were going back and forth at first, but then, like, eventually, basically, he had to score. And that's my favorite part of being in the game. When a nigga has to score, what he got to throw, that was what I excelled the most. And he reverted back to his Kansas City ways. The team that I was waiting to face was foreign because he was on my schedule. He was supposed to face him towards the end of the season, but his shit is still fucked up or it just got fixed.
He just got it back. Yeah. He just got it
so
back.
So he'll be back. So. And I was disappointed because throughout this whole season, he never really had his system fixed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He didn't get to play. So now I feel like, one of the three of us in this room is going to win the Super Bowl. I know. I feel like that's a fact. But I always wanted, for me, it's like if I got to that Super Bowl, I wanted to face him.
Again. I feel you.
To get to the Super Bowl.
Let me be the nigga that knocked him out. So
yeah.
Because obviously, you know me, I don't give a fuck about him. I was kind of disappointed on that, but I was glad to just get those reps in for my guys because I'm still developing and shit. But I'm ready to compete. Like, I'm 15-1. I only got that one because of the sim between me and Ken. So I could have been undefeated too, but I'm glad I got that one out the way, even though it wasn't me.
You know what was interesting? When I was playing M-Extra, he got up on me 14-0 in that first quarter. In the back of my head, I was like, okay, if I'm going to lose, let it be this one. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that fucking loss out the way. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt that being undefeated bit me in the ass last year.
I feel like it always do. Whether you're talking about a video game or reality. You want to be able to feel like you learned something from your games.
This one, I feel like I learned from that AFC Championship loss last year. So this undefeated season feels different. Because, you know, in all honesty, last year I was trying to go undefeated. This year, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I didn't care about regular season.
I never care about. All I care about is getting to the playoffs. Y'all hear me? Like, once I get to the playoffs, I don't give a fuck.
See, so, like my mentality going into every season is, like, win my next game. And then when I'm, like, you know, let's say I'm 13-0 or something, okay, yeah, let's go undefeated. So I put I moved the goalposts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. But, you know, like last year, once I got through my user games, I'm like, oh shit, I can run the table on this motherfucker. So I got overly confident, like, oh yeah, it don't matter what the fuck I do, because again, my mentality, right? Like I don't care if you get a big player, you score quick, because I'm always like, I can score quick too, so I can get those points back. It's not about that, but again, when I played Lou, I was just overly confident. He was ahead of me in terms of his play call offensively and defensively. And I was in a reactionary state, and that's how he got me. But, you know, neither here nor there, new season. Ken, you also had a really good record, and I believe you finished second in passing to me.
I did, yeah.
That's a first. That nigga never throw like that.
Nah, I mean, I mean, people that have been watching and listening, like, it's been documented. Mm-hmm. Like, I think on here I said, or I think I may have told you off air that I'm going to start passing more. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see the process. You kind of see, like, the evolution of starting out where I was to, like, now, yeah. You know, in terms of, because I, you know.
Because you put numbers on the board now.
Yeah. I put numbers on the board against, you know, the computer. So it's like a step by step. It's like, okay, once I master the computer, let's get to the users, and that's what I'm working on now.
Yeah. Well, hold on, before you get into that, because I'm super excited about the numbers. So you finished over 5,000 yards passing this year, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over 5,000 yards passing.
Was it 4 or 5?
It was 4 because I remember going into like the last games. I know I was trying to get into close to the 6,000 or 7,000 yard mark, and I remember you were 4,900 going into the last week.
Yeah, we were neck and neck, and that's also why I got to get my user passing offense together so I can
keep
with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because even though I don't get the same amount of yardage against users as I do the CPU, I can still throw for 300 yards on the user.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And touchdowns too. You was up there.
Yeah. I think over 40 touchdowns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 40 touchdowns. Only
Felipe
like,
Franks. Fucking no name goddamn quarterback, bro.
You just blew. I'll be over here thinking like, damn, I don't be doing enough. Y'all niggas be throwing up numbers. I just be caring about.
I put numbers on the board,
winning games. I just care about like, shit, the guy got the dub, I got the dub.
Yeah, nah. That's how I was.
I care about defensive stats actually more than anything.
But I'm still top 5 in defensively. Defense. Yeah.
All 3 of us are here.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the defensive side of football. Like I enjoy the offensive side, and there's certain reasons why I got people who I got, but they can't beat you if you can't score.
So. Yeah, because I think I only had like 13 picks too this year. 13 or 14, but my picks were low, and most of those came against users.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I had less than 20, but I think I had 70 touchdowns.
70 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened to me.
I
saw FIFA put 80 some points on the board. 84-3.
I seen that.
And in the next game, I said, I'm going to catch this. I tried to go for it. Every time I try to match something or get close to what he's doing, something fucking happens. Because I think I put up 21 points in the first quarter. I was like, oh, yeah, we on. Yeah. And then I couldn't maintain that pace.
Yeah.
And then I threw like 2 bad picks.
Yeah, because then you just start throwing shit. That's why I don't like getting in that mentality, because I can get into that easy where I'm just like, fuck, we throwing numbers on the board.
I like these challenges now. Like early on, you know, offensively when I was still trying to figure out what I want to do, it was defensively, you know. So my goals would be, can I be in the top in defense here and there? So once I've been able to maintain that. So then it's like, what's the other challenge? Like I said, when Adrian was leading the league in interceptions, I wouldn't get an interception. I was like, okay, now let me try to, you know, work on my interception. So I need these things to kind of keep me motivated and give me something to work on.
They're games within the game.
Yeah.
They really are. So even Ken motivated me this year when I saw him, like, oh shit, Ken keeping up with me? Hold, what the fuck going on? So it wasn't even like a yards or a touchdown thing. The thing that drove me was completion percentage. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what Ken beats me on in terms of passing, but you're not gonna get me on completion percentage. So there was a couple of games I finished like 90 some percent, whatever, because he had me by like 2 or 3%. I think at one point I was like 76-77%. He was hovering right around 80. I'm like, nah, bro. Nah. You're not going to complete more than me.
Oh, yeah. Y'all complete more than me for sure. I think I'm down in the between 55 and 65.
Yep.
Yeah.
But hold on. Okay. I know we got sidetracked with numbers and shit. Ken, you made the playoffs. I believe you have like a top 5 offense, top 7 offense. I know you're definitely number 2 passing offense. And I know you have a top 5 defense. What rank did you finish? Fifth seed?
Yeah. I think I fell down to five.
So you're the fifth seed. Your first playoff matchup was
against the computer, the Falcons.
Falcons.
And they were on some bullshit early.
Oh yeah. Falcons, bro. You talking about with Todd Gurley?
Yeah. Well, nah, Gurley's not on the team. Adrian got him.
Oh, Adrian got him.
Nah, the quarterback, Sam Howell, and some other
they were on some rookie. Bullshit, bro. He's third in passing.
Because I played him this show. I was like, bro, fuck is controlling this nigga. Cause this nigga, bro, I swear he was you know how they be moving when they call audibles.
Yep.
And then he was dicing me up.
Me too.
I had to legit play that nigga.
Me too.
I was like, you ain't doing that shit.
Yeah. No. I saw the numbers. I'm not in the NFC, so I don't have to like see it, but I saw the numbers.
Because our division played the South. Yeah. So I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that first half, I was like, all right.
Yeah, he caught me off guard, man.
Shoulders up, like, all right, let me get this.
He caught me off guard. That's why they got 17 on me. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? Yeah. But you know, I finally got back. Got control of the game, Bet. And then that was that.
So boom, you knocked them out. So now, who do you see in the second round?
Some computer.
I don't know. The Cowboys.
Okay,
Cowboys.
Is Elliott on that team? Mm-hmm. Ezekiel.
Yeah, Zeke is on
that motherfucker. Is a beast. Yeah, is a beast. He gets on my fucking nerves. He's tough to bring down.
Zeke is a beast. Mixon is a beast. Who's another running back that's like?
Yeah.
Sneaky. McCaffrey. McCaffrey is a
If you know how to use him, because he's definitely a dual threat.
Even in the game, he's a little shifty.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they already called you out. They said you got the easiest path to the NFC.
Yeah, I don't care about this stuff. Because like,
you still got to win the games.
Yeah, you still got to win the games. But, you know, it's not like I would brag about getting to an NFC championship later on. Like, you know, it's like,
at the end of the day, regardless if you got there beating CPUs or not to get to that Super Bowl, you still got to beat a human.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. But getting to an NFC championship is not an accomplishment to me.
Nah.
You know, it's getting to the Super Bowl.
Especially because where your rosters are, right? Like, I think all three of us are in a position where it's like, if we don't win now, then like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, my defense is still a little bit young, you know, because I was watching Poe and Adrian. I noticed how fast his linebackers and stuff react. Mine don't react that
play
fast.
Play recognition.
They got to get that up. But, you know, that's just not, I don't hang my hat on anything like that. Yeah. All that stuff is, immaterial.
See, now, like, in my opinion, like, if the Lions, your Lions squad, because you struggle with them, you know, say, for a minute, just because they're so devoid of talent that you have to build that up. Like, getting that team to an NFC championship game, like, hell yeah, like, that's your Super Bowl. But with your team now, hell nah.
I mean, I would rather play people. Like, I'm not, you know.
Ducking and dodging. It's just how the schedule played out.
But, you know, and, you know, they said the same thing about Spike last year. So, you know,
Spike,
it is what it is.
Don't give a damn.
Yep. Yeah, as long as you play in that Super Bowl. And then, Nick, you had a first round bye.
Yeah.
Because you was the first in the NFC.
Yeah.
So, Adrian played Poe, which is the 49ers. So, now you're going to be. Green Bay paid 49ers. So, now you're going to be playing Green
Bay. I was going to have to play whoever won that matchup regardless.
Yep.
Which I was already thinking about, because I already played it out. Like, I already knew Cam was going to get to the NFC title based off
the seeding.
Poe was the second seed. You would have faced the lower seed.
Well, I meant to say I knew I was going to have to face Poe eventually.
At
some point.
I got you.
Based on how the shit went.
Yeah.
So like, to see that's Adrian, I was like, oh shit, he got a really good quality win. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, I didn't watch the stream, but it seemed like he won. He was in control for the most part based off of what the other user was doing. So I'm interested to see. Hopefully I play tonight. I think that's what we talked about. So
get that
out the way. But yeah, it's after that I have to face Ken.
So question, do you have strategically, is there something that you feel that you need to do different, what you need to look out for? Anything like that?
When it comes to him specifically passing, because he has a really great secondary. So my passing game has to be on point. I think that's the one thing I will tip my hat off to him, is that he does have a really good secondary. He's not going to give you nothing easy. Because, of course, he got Gilmore and, you know, Alexander. And he got Marcus Peters, too.
Peters.
So like, Frank Clark, Garrett, Montez Sweat.
Amos, the safety.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, like, he has a legit, you know what I'm saying, monster defense.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of bullshit.
But I still like to be able to pick my part. Because, you know, eventually you're going to have to throw in any game. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going to run. Because I know my style is running the ball and playing good defense. But I got to get, especially listening to y'all motherfuckers, like, I got to get better at, like, consistently being a dual threat. But it'll be, I'll be interested to see how things go.
Gotcha. So likewise, I have a first round bye. Just looking at, I always know I'm going to have to play somebody, you know what I'm saying? Tough. Even in that second round. So I got M extra, you know, probably out of the users that I'm going to have to see in the AFC, probably the most talented user with the most talented roster. So I just, again, I just got to do what I
He's going to be
do.
Ready.
No, I know he's going to be ready.
Okay.
I know he's going to be ready. And the reason why I know it is just because, again, I'm not saying it gloat. You know, I'm not trying to gloat or nothing, but I have whooped his ass the last couple of times.
You have to say it like that.
The score was a lot to a little. Any way I say it is not going to sound good.
The score was a lot to a little.
You could have just said, I've won the last couple of matches we played.
The couple of matches we had, were in my favorite.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to still brag a little bit. That's just me. But no. At the end of the day, it's not like I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just walk. No, I'm not going to cakewalk him. He has a fucking very talented squad with a X-factor quarterback and three legitimate wide receivers, all three of which were on the list for best wide receivers in the AFC. You know what I'm saying? All three of them. So it's not like he don't know what he's doing. I just know I know the type of plays that he wants to run and when he likes to run them. So I just got to be a stay ahead of him.
He coming in hot. I'm telling you now. I know you talking and I know you're going to be ready, but I just want you to know to be ready.
I'm ready.
Because he mad. You ran up the score on him. There's a lot of shit he's
he
hot
mad,
about.
He mad at everybody.
Yeah.
Yes,
not only did he lose to you, he lost to the damn near the whole NFC North. All on some bullshit by his
In his eyes, yeah.
In his eyes. So he just, I think he's trying to send him. And he also pissed about, I think, Lou
Wait,
as well.
He didn't play Adrian.
He didn't play Adrian? He played the whole division.
Yeah, you play a division.
He had to play Adrian. I think he did play Adrian. I don't know if he lost him or not.
Yeah.
No, that was Sim, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we played.
I don't think they may not have asked, but he was on the schedule.
But he was on the schedule.
Anyway, it is immaterial.
Yeah. No, he's bringing a lot. You know,
all right, man. I just remember last season. I'm just trying to
tell you. Hey, I'm running from him. Like I'm not taking Adrian lightly at all. Like, bro, this nigga got a good secondary. I'm going to be looking out for it. Everything else, I'm going to just, you know, do what I got to do. I'm not going to try to go out my game plan for this. I'm going to stick to what I know.
Yeah, and see, and I think that's partly the key, right? Like, sticking to your game plan, but also being open to adjust. Because, again, in that last game that I played against M-Extra, he had 14 points in the first quarter. You know, I really thought he was going to give me this game. I'm like, damn, bro, like, it's hard for me to move the rock. Isn't he just throwing wherever he wants to? So I had to hunker down. Make my adjustments. So,
what up, Hot Life and Beans from the East? But okay,
yeah, you know, hey, look, man, I'm still confident. I'm always gonna be.
I know that.
I'm always gonna be confident. So it is what it is. But yeah, I'm not taking lightly any of my opponents. I learned that lesson the hard way. And if M extra beats me, he gonna have to earn it. He gonna have to 40 plus. You know what I'm saying? Get some stops, some intercept. He gonna have to earn it. It's not just I'm not gonna hand it to him. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But now I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm super excited.
I am too. I need to play this game tonight.
Yep.
Well, shit, he off tomorrow too. So either tonight or tomorrow, I gotta get it out.
Man, I'll put it to you like this. You know, I practice here and there, but I've been practicing.
As soon as we get done with this, I'm wrapping up. I'm going to practice. Like
I've been in the practice. I have some more situational football formations and plays. You know what I'm saying? Things that I know that'll lend to Amex's tendencies and shit. So I'm ready, Ken. I'm ready.
Okay.
I've watched our stream like three or four times. You know what I'm saying? To see like what I did, what I took away, where he wants to go, stuff like that. So I'm ready.
Yeah, I haven't played Madden since I played my first round matchup. No. Mm. I played the Chiefs. That was the last time I played Madden.
Okay, bet. So moving forward to one of the other leagues, we're a part of the New Originals, not The Originals. We changed the name because we have now moved on. Mm-hmm. We've all picked new teams. But even with that being said, with The Originals, even if it's only two people, I know I'm going to stay in it. Ken has expressed his willingness to stay in it. I've opened it up, but it seems like me and Ken are the two that really want to just stay with
Originals. I'll stay with Isaiah. Yeah,
so Nick will stay too. But again, you know, it's an open invitation to anybody that wants to stay. But with the new Originals, I selected the Atlanta Falcons. And I'll talk about roster moves. We'll all talk about that. But
I think we already did that.
Yeah, we already did that. All right, cool. Yeah. So then let me fast forward. We've been kind of stalling a little bit in that league and the new Originals as well because of Foreign's gaming system. You know, he's been a big part, an integral part of the fabric of the user community in these.
Don't dress it up for this nigga. He just been winning a lot, and he was going to be bitching if we kept going without him. So that's why he paused.
But
not in the new Originals. I don't think he would have.
In both of them, we had to pause in because shit, Adrian.
No, the playoffs, yeah, but in the other one that we just started, I don't think he would have cared all that.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't have cared like that. It was more so me because I am the commissioner in that one. I was just like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just slow it up all the way, because we haven't started. Like, if we was already in the midst of it, I would have just kept it going. Yeah. But because we haven't really started, I'm like, I'll just pretend like I ain't see these text messages.
He lucky I ain't pillaged his draft picks. He lucky, especially since he in my division.
But yeah, man. But so we're already in preseason week 4. As soon as I get to the crib, I'll advance it to the regular season.
Oh, we're in week 4?
Yeah, we're in week 4.
Oh, five, okay.
Yeah, because I thought we were in week 3, but then Adrian was like, we're in week 4.
When did that happen? Because last time I checked, we were in week 3. Because I lost to the fucking computer, bro. That's how bad the Panthers are. I lost to fucking the Ravens, fucking Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, yeah, that's when I had to get rid of
you got rid of Bridgewater?
Bro, I got rid of Bridgewater.
You got Danny Dimes, the legend.
I picked up Danny Dimes. Picked up Danny Dimes. And the thing about it is the Bucs gave me 2 first-round picks and Danny Dimes for Teddy Bridgewater. Yes. I was shocked that offer went through. But I was like, okay, I'll take 2 first-rounders.
Hell yeah.
And Danny Dimes because I played. Yeah, because I played Nick. You know, I don't know if he's serviceable yet. Not after that game. Because I played Nick in that preseason game, and I got down to the red zone. I rolled out, and it was molasses.
Bruh, this nigga was, he was running in peanut butter and jelly. Because this nigga, it felt like he was in slow-mo.
Wow.
I was surprised, too, because I'm like, bruh, this nigga is known as a mobile quarterback. Like, coming out of college, especially, too, like... And, bro, he was running so slow. And then it was just like, yeah.
Yep. And then, you know, and then I saw somebody open, but it was just so much going on. Because normally I would just eat it and take the points. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, I could probably get that over there.
It's preseason. I don't give a fuck.
It was like, nope. So, that's why a lot of stuff I was doing in that game was preseason. So,
that's what I do all preseason. Yeah. I like to get all my kinks out, throw shit, just to see how it is.
But I was like, nah, he can't make that throw. So, it was bad. So, I got rid of him. I was like, I can't do anything with him.
Wow. Yep.
At least Danny Dimes mobile. If I need to, I'm not even a scrambling guy.
So, you're saying rolling out with Bridgewater with molasses.
Oh, the rollout.
Not even just trying to run.
Just the rollout.
Yeah.
Because the way he was running so slow, I wasn't going to make it to the sideline. Yeah. Because Nick was, his guy was coming.
I was coming because I was wondering. I was like, bro, I easily can get, it was with a linebacker too. Like, usually that kind of offset, or I expected him to be at least quicker than that.
Yeah. He has 78 speed, so I don't know what happened. Yeah. But then I got Danny Dimes, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? He was missing throws left and right. Mm. He felt very stiff. Mm. So I was like, man, this is going to be, man.
Nah,
so,
yeah. For me, this is the first.
I hate this team.
This is the first franchise where I'm throwing caution to the wind, and I'm buying my team. I've been making all types of trades, not giving a fuck, because I got a lot of money in my saved up already. I should have like at least 40 to 50 mil in cap space coming out of this. I got pretty much my offense, so all I would do is just retool my defense, and I've already traded away some defensive players just to get younger players. So, yeah, I only got like 2 draft picks over the next 2 years.
Damn! Oh,
wow.
I just didn't really give a fuck. I'm just going.
Okay. I kind of feel that. I mean,
I'm tired of developing. I can develop with other franchise, like obviously with the Restart League, and we did it obviously in the original league, but like, after this whole dead-end sports shit with the Bengals, it was just like, bro, I'm tired of developing.
I feel that. Like, that night you guys recording, that's what I was back there doing, just willing and dealing, just trying to most of everybody was gone, but I didn't really have the assets to trade for guys anyway. Mm-hmm. So what guys I like that I could mm-hmm. find, what serviceable talent that plays above their rating. Mm-hmm. So I made some of those moves and accumulated draft picks and then just try to shake out what I can. Yeah. But yeah, I feel you. Like that's how I felt. That's why I started to switch to the Saints. It's like, man, I'm not really trying to start from ground zero. And, you know.
It's just too much. And then you got, by the time you can compete, it just feels like you wasted, like, because even now with the Bears, like, Khalil Mack is not going to be the same after this season. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm trying to think about what am I going to do with him? Because I still.
This nigga.
Who?
Finally seen the light. Shut your cheating ass up. Don't even start your cheating ass. We ain't gonna even get on you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's at the Chiefs and all that. Chiefs. Nah, I don't want to hear from that.
Yeah, you,
nah,
yeah,
you did the fuck it worse than me. Like, this is the first time. But it's just like, I'm just trying to, like, even with the Bears, like, I'm like, damn, like, those first couple years, I wish I could have be competitive, like, for a title, because, like, that was when he was eating. And I'd say he ain't eating now. It's just like, you can see, like, the dog's getting old.
Now, you know, I had Khalil for a little bit with the Browns, so I know. Yeah, when he goes, he goes.
Bro, when that shut off.
But again, like for me with the Falcons, I have like 30, almost 40 million in cap space this year, but obviously the free agents, it's not like there's nobody that you're willing to spend that type of bread on. But the next two seasons, man, like my cap hits are going to be ridiculous. That Matt Ryan contract is just ridiculous. So next year, I have $40 million cap hit. And the year after that, I have a $70 million cap hit. So for me, that's why it was imperative to make the moves that I did, because I got 9 picks in the first 3 rounds. So obviously, with whoever leaves in free agency, I'll be able to replenish that, develop that. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to sign guys for the next 2 years. So I got to get all of my key guys. The good thing about the Falcons, is that from an offensive weaponry standpoint, I'm good. Like, so I don't have to waste draft capital over there. I got Andy Isabella, you know, that's my guy. And then they already had Calvin Ridley and Julio. So I'm good. So now I just got to get a quarterback. I got to get a running back because Gurley, bro.
Trash.
Like, fell off. I'm talking about, you see a hole, it's like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Nope. That he ain't going to get it. You can see the
Gurley feels the hole.
Yes.
He's that slow.
Bro, it's bad. The only thing good about Gurley is that he could catch. That's the only thing good about him. So I'll probably be running a lot more screens than I usually do. Hayden Hurst is okay at best. Like, there's a lot, especially defensively. But again, you know, there are some defensive guys, Grady Jarrett, the middle linebacker, Deion Jones. They have a left outside linebacker with an African name.
Anawaku or something like that.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
From fucking like a super smart school or some shit like that. Dumb speed, bro.
Foreign likes that guy.
Yeah.
That's Foreign's guy.
89 speed, 91 Excel. So you already know, you know, that's gonna be my edge rusher. So I'm gonna turn him into a beast. So there's some staples of a FIFO team. It's just very sparse. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really figuring with this draft, I should be able to get at least one good corner, one or two good safeties, my halfback, my quarterback, and whatever else talent I can get, and then that'll be my core moving forward. But you know, it is what it is, man. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I felt. Like, I couldn't go get the players per se that I like, but I wasn't necessarily worried about the cap space that I used to, because I used to be very fiscally conservative. Mm-hmm. But after I traded Kirk Cousins and saw how that worked out, I guess I ripped the Band-Aid off. Like, all right, you know, I can make it work.
That's why, like, man, for me, I hate paying motherfuckers. I just hate doing, like.
And I will pay certain people.
That's not to say I don't pay anybody. I'm not paying, like, most of you niggas.
Yeah,
I can replace all y'all.
So I have a couple of rules, right? Like, my core guys that make me who I am as a user, gotta have them. I don't give a fuck what the price is, gotta have them. Like, Minka Fitzpatrick, that's why I paid him. Gotta have that. Guys that are on the fringe, rated between 77 and 84, if you asking for big dog money, you can walk. You can bounce.
First of all, if you ain't a star, don't even ask me for money.
You can bounce. You know what I'm saying? I'll trade you in that last
if
year.
If you're over 29, don't really ask me for money.
Well, it depends.
If you're over 29,
it depends. Because Eli Apple's asking me for bread, but I want to say he's like third or fourth in the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he's a star. If I really had him starting at corner, at my second corner, he'd probably be a superstar right now. But, you know, I picked two other people in that Ravens league, so I don't know if I'm going to have Brett. But it is what it is. But certain guys, what I'm not going to give no money to. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. All right, so we're going to finish up with the Dead End Sports League, y'all.
Somebody said he could give an IOUs for paychecks.
Huh?
Michael Rich, 72 said. I think you're talking about you, Nick. Yep, yep. But what up, bro? Man. Thanks for tuning in.
But all right, the Dead End Sports League.
Man, fuck this league, man.
Bro, this league, bro. I hate bringing up this league.
Shout out to everybody watching.
So I the last user game I played was against the Chiefs.
You and me both.
Yeah. Chiefs, you nice, man. But look, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest because you watch it, so I'm talking directly to you. With half of the stars that you, if you didn't have half of those guys that you did, I know I could beat you schematically. And again, that's not taking no shot because, motherfucker, you don't won however many Super Bowls. You got however many superstars on your team, and you didn't get them all as superstars, so you developed a lot of them as well. It is what it is. But if we played regs or you didn't have such an OP team. Because that D line, I can't thought I had some crazy shit.
He gonna challenge you like, all right, bro, next time you online.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But either way, good user, knows how to fucking do what he needs to do. So I'm not taking none of that away. Right. But like the way I was able to move the ball and just certain things that I saw, I'm like,
he said, you really shitty. That's what you're trying to say.
I didn't say that.
You really shitty.
I'm just saying that if you're going to beat me, it wouldn't be by the margins that you beat me with that squad if it was regular squads. Mm. I'm not saying that I'm going to beat you or I'm that much better than you or you're that much better than me. I just think that it'll be a lot closer. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, we can play a regular head-to-head game if you feel like that is nothing.
Of course. It's nothing. It's just competition. We'll definitely make that happen.
We'll set that
up. And I'll stream it. If I get my ass handed to me, I get my ass handed to me. It is what it is. But, you know, I'm good. I'm good. The Chiefs, he put it on me. I got yardage. I moved the ball. I scored. I couldn't stop his D line. It's so much to contend with. You get overwhelmed.
It's literally nothing you can do.
Yeah.
It's damn near nothing you can do, bro. I played him in my last game, and they did Trevor Lawrence dirty. They made this motherfucker. He had two fumbles and two picks. In like the first half, it got to the point where I was like, just fuck it. Like, I was like, cause I didn't even give a fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. I just started running the ball just to get out the game. It was just like, this game is over.
Yeah.
Cause like one fumble and Trevor Lawrence, the thing that pissed me off so much about that game is that, like, okay, if you get hit, the fumble, the interception, whatever, I think one was like an erratic. It was one throw where the tight end was going out and here, and I threw it. This motherfucker was glowing. His feet was glowing, so his superstar was activated, and the pass was erratic. Now, I don't know if – I can't remember. I have to go back and watch the replay. I don't know if, like, a guy got – you know, sometimes certain players, superstar will put pressure on you. But the way that throw, he should not have made that throw that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, that was some bullshit. And then the other one, I understand quarterbacks get hit, they fumble the ball, but I'm in the red zone, he gets hit, he just dropped the motherfucking ball, and then there, my guys there, they don't pick it up. And then there was another fumble he had, I think that was my fault. I was trying to run, I think that was partly my fault. But it was just so much bullshit, man. I was just like, man, fuck this shit, man. You got it, bro. You got it. That's the first thing. He put 50 on me. I think that's the first time I've given up 50 to him before. But I honestly didn't even bother playing the rest of that game.
Yeah.
That's how frustrated I was, because 28 of those points that he got came off the fucking bullshit turnovers.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly how my route went, because he routed me too. I want to say he put up 50 against me. I think I put up 28 or 35, something like that.
You did better than me. I got three. Well, yeah, it was a lot of three. Yeah, 3 points.
Wow.
And I only did that because I know his ass be going for shutouts.
Yeah. You know, I got two X factor wide receivers and a superstar wide receiver. So it's hard to, and all of them got size. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, yeah, your team is better than mine though.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like my weapons, I got nice weapons. So I'm gonna put up points, but I couldn't keep pace. And then I couldn't, where he could slow me down and make me throw an interception or a fumble or some shit, my defense can't do that. You know,
either you play your perfect game or you don't.
Yeah, and I definitely
do. Which is why I like playing him, because I know I have to dial it up a notch myself.
Oh, 100%.
To kind of counteract that. So I have to really think ahead of like what I want to do, how I want to attack. So I love playing it. It's just, and I'm okay with, because I haven't beaten him yet, and I'm okay with that. It's just that last game, the four turnovers, what I felt like some of that shit was bullshit. It got me out of my game, and I was just like, fuck it. He said, I will agree with that, though it won't be such a wild score with rag teams.
Oh, yeah. And that's my only point. that's my only point, because I don't come out to say I'm the best Madden user. Mm. Hell no. I talk shit in Madden, but 2K is really my shit. Yeah. And even this version of 2K isn't that all that. But it is what it is.
Now, he got some good schemes defensively and offensively. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give him that.
Yeah. If he beat me, that's cool. I'm not saying that I'll, you know, talk shit and whoop him. No. I'm just saying, you're not going to beat me by three touchdowns.
My only two losses this season came against him.
Because he in your division.
Yeah, he in my division, which I'm cool with. But we got a new user, right?
Yeah, we do.
In my division.
Yep.
In your division.
With that super ass team.
Superchargers. Yep. Shout out to, was it Vontae? I think it's Vontae.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him for joining up. He in the chat now, too. So it'll be interesting if he can neutralize the Chiefs.
Look, I'll put it to you like this, man. Whenever we restart the Dead End Sports League, first off, I'm not picking no restart team.
I'm not picking me either. I'm done.
Me either.
Hey, I was telling Ken,
I was like, bro, I'm never doing this shit again.
Yeah,
like, all that.
It was cute.
That was pride.
The first time, but nah,
bro. All that prideful shit. Like, I can deal with it. Okay, I've proven that before.
Yep.
I'm done with
it's
that.
It's been proven.
And these motherfuckers, bro, I'm not going to lie, man. Like, they nice. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, and I like that. But that's why I have to even the playing field.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I like it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I've been relatively quiet. But I can't compete with the Bills. I didn't, from a GM perspective, I done maxed that shit out, bro. There's not much more I can do from a talent perspective.
Yeah.
So my floor just has to be bigger the next time we redo this shit, because y'all niggas too nice.
Yeah. If
I lose, I'm okay with losing. Just don't blow me out by 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. Yeah, and ain't shit I could do about it. Nah, fuck that. I'm starting with the goddamn Ravens, with the Steelers. I'm starting with a nice team, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to develop all that shit, bro.
I know. The first time I played the Steelers, I was like, oh, these niggas on some other shit.
Bruh!
First game in the first year, I thought I was going in all cute with the Broncos. Yeah, I'm going to rebuild them or whatever. Man, that motherfucker whooped my ass. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I ain't seen this shit before. Hold on now.
Hey, wait. I'm not going front. The first time I played the Steelers, I felt that it was foreign, like on steroids. The way he was moving his defenders, bro, taking everything away, playing a 3-4 base.
Steelers ain't shit.
Okay.
All right, yes. Steelers ain't shit.
Hey, I done adjusted a little bit too, but I'm 100% with Ken. That first season,
yeah,
I'm like,
first
what
season. That's
nah,
my
he just is. He could just get. He just know how to get his shit off. That's the thing,
bro. But even offensively, though, not just defensively.
No, I'm talking about offense. That's all. I was talking about. Yeah, he can get his shit off.
Man,
like,
yeah,
he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So fuck that. I'm gonna come with a better starting
now.
Point.
Yeah. Yep.
No
yep.
more Bengals. Yeah. No Dolphins.
No Jets. None of that shit.
Nah.
None of that shit, nigga. I'm coming with the Chiefs, nigga. I'm coming with the Ravens. I'm
Seahawks,
hey,
somebody.
Hey, like I'm coming with the
San
artillery.
Fran. Somebody. Yeah.
Yep.
You gonna see me?
Yep. 100%. Cause nah, bro, I ain't doing that again. Y'all niggas too
but
nice.
We're heading into the playoffs with that one. So he's going for a three-peat.
Yep.
Chiefs is. So.
Yep.
And fuck that nigga.
But yeah, man.
Chiefs, I don't know what's up with my headphones. Cause I could hear you, and I was speaking. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you could, you would have said something. I don't know why my mic's not working. I'm gonna have to check my setting. Cause I be trying to talk, but nobody can hear me. Now I know they can hear me on Twitch, but they can't hear me in the chat. So that thing.
Yeah,
stripping.
I have that same issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that same issue. I don't know why.
I want to be able to tell him fuck him to his face.
you know what you
nah,
may need to do
good.
Is to create a party.
Yeah.
So that,
that
way,
seemed like a lot. I don't know. My kids know how to do that shit. Just
like, I don't either. So okay. Like whenever I play 2K with the dead end gaming folk, mm-hmm. they already set that shit up. I'll okay. be like, hey, send me the invite. I know how to do that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be the only way to kind of overcome that. But yeah, man, look, we done cover all of the leagues. Anybody got anything else that they want to say regarding any one of their squads?
Nah, man. Well, how many months are we away from
the new Madden?
I do have a question for okay. Oh, you don't have a PS5. I'm gonna have a question for you. Do you ever play the new one? The PS5 version?
For Madden?
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't.
Have you played it?
Oh, you got
it,
a PS5?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay resale?
No, I bought it just off of
you
retail.
You should be able to find that shit now, bro.
Where?
Are you still looking?
I bought this months ago.
Yeah.
Where?
Bro, I literally had to do the shit where you had to follow the Twitter accounts and all that shit.
Best Buy.
And then I found out it was at a Best Buy. I had to go damn near to, where did I go to?
I went to Athens. You went to Peachtree City.
Yeah, I went to a Best Buy damn near by Macon to get this bitch. So yeah, but it was like, yeah, same thing.
Okay, well shit, if y'all find a link or some shit or no.
But you gotta be on it, bro.
No, I feel you. Just let me know because I'm definitely in the market now. I remember I said I was going to pass on, you know, early January, February, March.
That
I
was everybody's
been,
idea. Though. Yeah. We didn't know it was going to be like this.
Nah, I didn't
like,
know it was going to be
they
like
they only
this.
Made about five of them bitches and they told
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Like, it just was ridiculous.
But have you played the PS5 version of Madden?
Mm-mm, I have not.
Download and play that shit, Nick.
It's better?
Play that shit, bro. It's fun, man. It's nice. I only ask because I don't play it nearly enough. And I got a team on there. And I feel like I should be playing it because I think when the new one come out, that's where we're going to be at. It's going to be nice to get a head start. Well, but yeah, everything is smooth, man.
Well, Madden 22 is going to be completely different than 21, especially on next gen. So even the movements and shit that you may like
now. It should
now,
be very similar to the, oh, I haven't been following it. I didn't know
I've
that.
I've been following
it.
It's going to be completely different.
Oh, okay. But at still, least it's, next just gen. Like, it's just like I paid for it and I'm not playing it.
I so, feel you.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But I just it's so different from the PS4 version that, like, the player movements, everything is different. The way you throw, the timing, all that stuff. So it'll kind of throw you off.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's what CJ, he told me, too, because he has a PS5. He got two PS5s, one for his kids, one for him. And that's what he was telling me. He was like, it's way different. He said he didn't like it. I've seen some YouTube videos comparing the two. Yeah. You know, I can't say if I would or don't like it. Obviously, I need to have the game time with it. But yeah, I'm definitely in the market for PS5. Nick, you got anything that you want to add about any one of your squads?
Nah, just like I'm ready to get this playoffs going on in the restart league.
Oh, upgrade was free. That's right.
I'm just really trying to compete and get to the Super Bowl, man. That's all I'm really focused on.
Yeah, man. I'm ready with my Ravens squad. Super Bowl or bust. Amextra, you on that short list of the first motherfuckers I need to take care of, respectfully. You know what I'm saying? And look, it doesn't matter if you're CPU or fucking user, bro. I'm gonna try to put up 84. It's your job to stop me. That's just how I look at video games. This ain't real life. Ain't nobody gonna get hurt by playing a couple extra snaps. It is what it is. But yeah, man. This was the league presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. We will see you next week sometime. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.